Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Blake Proud is here. He's gonna bring you some cheer. Blake Proud is here. You don't have to sneer.
Yeah.
I feel like you're slightly off this morning. There might be a delay because you're in the home studio.
It might be a slight delay. Hey, it is what it is. Good morning, Blake Proud. Welcome to the studio,
sir. Good morning, everyone. How are we?
If only I could be there with you.
Yes, finally. Right, well, you were experiencing the same thing that happened for me last week where the studio smells beautiful, Dan. It smells really nice in here.
It's my home studio smells good too. Smells like coffee.
How are you going, buddy?
I'm going good, yeah.
Yeah.
Loving the weather.
Are you? You're a winter man.
I'm a winter man. Get the hoodies and jackets out. Get the socks on. Okay. Slide around the house in your socks and cook some great food.
Oh, yeah. Cooking is always a good time in the winter and in colder weather. But you have something really delicious here that we're going to ask you to share a little bit about it now because we've got the family that we want to get involved. We want you to get involved this morning to win some prizes. So what have you got?
So everyone knows I have a mad love for offal. So tail to nose cooking, using all parts of the animal and all that kind of stuff. So this is definitely not a vegan meal today. So I've made a chicken liver pate using some local free range chicken livers.
Liver pate. Now, you've taken the glad wrap off, and the smell is actually... I love pate. Are you a pate fan, Dan?
Oh, I love it. I'm actually a massive pate fan, so I'm a little bit jealous I'm not there.
Yeah.
Nothing like some morning pate, you know?
And do you know what, though? Like, it's always... Growing up for me, it was always like a pate on crackers kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it goes awesome on, like, a bacon and egg sandwich or, like, in a chicken roll or something like that or, leftover roast pork with pate in a roll or...
Well, this is something I've only just discovered, pate being used in something that I didn't think, which was the barre mie kind of... They use a pate, don't they?
Barre mies, yep.
Yes, and I didn't realise that would be a part
best.
Of it.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
And if you don't have it on your barre mie, you ain't eating a barre mie. Okay? Yeah. I've said it.
And it makes a huge difference. If you try one without it, there's just this like umami, like this depth of flavour that you just don't get without
it's
it.
So good.
Okay. All right. So
good. All right.
What are we going to do? We're going to talk about how to make it next, but we want the family to get involved because we're going to come back. You can share with us that very thing. But family?
Yep.
Chicken
Hang on, Kirsty,
liver
before
pate.
We do that, it's chicken liver pate.
Yeah.
And what we want the family to do is you need to come up with a name for the chicken liver pate. Because when you say chicken liver, you know, we might need to spice it up with a bit of a brand. You know, let's brand it a little bit. So we need you to come up with a name. And if you do that, you text it. Leon, calls? What are we doing here?
Both.
Whatever. 9313-0985 or 0429-985-985. Don't mind. Let us know your name. And you have a chance to win something. Kirsty, what do they win?
They have a chance to win a family pass to station sponsor Carnival Fever Guys with Nickelodeon.
Riva.
Yeah, takes over with stage shows and meet and greets with SpongeBob, Dora and other favourites. Plenty of rides for all ages. Food trucks and more at Kennington Showgrounds this June. A long weekend is coming. So, yeah. Give us a call, 9313-0985. What should we name the chicken liver pate? We'll be back with Blake next. Proud is here. Nothing to fear. Chicken is his thing. Ring a ding ding ding. Sorry, I was like, I got halfway through in my mind and then I just had to ad lib. Sorry.
You were like throwing out West good. Sides and everything then. It's going off in here.
She's going to bust a cap.
Have to get her a paisley band.
West Side K-Dog.
Wiki, what's that? Okay, well, Blake, you're here with this amazing chicken pate that you have made from scratch.
Yep.
Tell us about that, family. You can still be texting in 0429-985-985. What should we name this amazing chicken pate to make it more appetizing for some people? Because it has livers in it.
It does have chicken livers in it, yeah. And livers are like one of the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet. So
really?
Beef liver,
just ask
chicken
the liver.
Liver
king. He'll tell you.
Just ask the liver king, yeah.
Okay, so what kind of nutrients are we talking?
All of them. Literally.
All right.
So they're really high in vitamin A, vitamin K as well,
right.
Which are two essential vitamins that people probably don't get enough of.
Mm-hmm.
K? Yep. Never even heard of vitamin K before.
Vitamin K is really important. When infants are born, the first thing they do is give them a vitamin
K
injection.
That is true. Yeah. They do. Yep. In the little little, oh, in the
there
little,
you go.
Super important.
That's right. Yep. Okay. All right. So very good for you. So what's it? How do you make this? Is it easy?
So it is very easy to make. And the most important thing is to get free range chicken livers. They're about 10 times the size of a caged chicken liver.
Right.
So spend the time to find the free range chicken livers. There's actually quite a few places you can get them from. So 250 to 300 grams of free range chicken livers, half a small onion diced finely, one small garlic clove minced, a bay leaf, some fresh thyme, a little bit of water, 125 grams of softened unsalted butter.
Ooh, yum.
Some cognac or brandy and salt and pepper to taste. So get basically all of the ingredients, pop them in a pan except for the chicken livers.
Yep.
Just saute that onion down until it's starting to show a bit of colour, nice and brown and caramelised, and you get that real beautiful onion smell through the house. Chuck the chicken livers in for about 2 or 3 minutes. So you want just on each side, flip them over. You want to keep them still so they're a little bit pink in the middle and they're kind of oozing a little bit of pink juice. It sounds gross, but it's essential. If you overcook them, they go really grainy and it comes out, juice. The pate will go a bit like sandy or gritty.
Oh, so that's why some pates are a bit grainy, because
so
I've overcooked
it. Undercook the livers a little bit.
Good. Okay.
If you're worried about it, just turn the pan off and just let them sit for a minute or two.
Yep.
And then you basically pop it all in a blender, give it a blitz. The important part I did just say completely wrong. Only put 50 grams of the unsalted butter in to start off.
Okay.
And then as you're blending it, add a little bit at a time. So 1 cube at a time, and then give it a blitz, and then add a bit more butter until all the butter's gone.
Right.
And that's pretty much it.
And then on the top, you've got like a, you put a layer of something on it.
So traditionally, a clear butter, so clarified butter on top. Mm-hmm. So back in the day, there was no Glad wrap. So this is the way that they could seal the food to keep it safe.
And it tastes
and clean.
Good
That's
too.
Amazing.
And it tastes amazing, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's awesome. That,
well,
that's
and we've cool. been eating it with a yummy piece of baguette, like just doing it on a piece of baguette bread. Oh, so good. Okay.
Hey, speaking of Anthony Albanese being his name said wrong, I would tell you about that one time where I heard that lady call it a baguette. Maybe, Loza. I was done. Anyway. Lots of good options coming in for the naming prize for the chicken liver pate.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a good one here from Beth in Vivash. Hi, this is from Kate. She's 10. Well, no, sorry, because anyway.
Honestly.
Bethany is obviously her mum. Anyway, yeah. Kate. Hi, I'm Kate. I'm 10 and I'm on the way to school. Hi, Kate. I think it should be called CLP. Ooh, not bad.
Yeah, just
not bringing
bad it down to a, what do you think?
Yeah, we got Melissa. Melissa with Proud's pate. Look,
strong,
it's good.
Strong.
It's
strong.
Good.
Marketing.
It's strong. It's to the point.
Good branding. Yep.
I think it's a little first base, but so okay. I'm leaning towards Pia. Pia has given it a real gangster vibe here.
She's inspired by my opening. That's why.
That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. You're right. She's gone with Chickity Dippity.
Oh, I like
Chickity Dippity. We have a winner. Pia, we have a winner.
You have won.
Tell her what she's won, Kirsty.
Congratulations, Pia. You've won a Family Pass to Station Sponsor Carnival Fever, unlimited rides and entertainment for all ages at Kennington Showgrounds this June long weekend. See more at carnivalfever.com.au. Fantastic. Thanks, Blake, for coming in with your Chickity Dippity.
No worries, guys. I'll see you next week.
Bye, Blake.
There's some flooding Albany Highway eastbound. Entry to Leach Highway in Bentley. Maintenance crew is on site and extreme caution is advised. The Mitchell Freeway southbound is busy. Whitfords Avenue to Arendelle Roads and then Cedric Street to Hutton Street and then Vincent Street also. The Kanana Freeway northbound is slow. South Street to Cranford Avenue, but the Graham Farmer Freeway has no delays and the Northbridge Tunnel moving well in both directions and the CBD has no delays. Also, it's rather sunny, but the roads are still a little bit wet, so keep a safe braking distance and exercise some caution, please. That's the latest from Main Roads.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.